I'm also privileged to welcome yet another sponsor of this year's convention, 3D Photo Works. John is the boss dog. And a couple of years ago, when we were approaching people for sponsorships, John didn't even take any persuasion. He said, what kind of sponsorships you have? Mindy outlined them. And we had a hard time finding a place for him because he went in the middle of two. But we thanked him and we took it and we called him all kinds of good things. So I want to continue to call him all kinds of good things because he's continued to be a sponsor, a supporter of ours. And has come across, and yet I've missed it again, with some innovative, I want to call it art, but I don't know if I'd call it art. Maybe it is art. But John can explain it for himself. I think it's a great idea. And he's been down to Nashville to the Jernigan Institute to see President Riccobono several times, and I think it's something that's going to make its way felt across the country. So for whatever he cares to say for the next 3 minutes, no, John, a little longer than that. But I have one more speaker after you who requires an awful lot of time. So if you take the mic from me, I'll let you know when you have five left. Thank you, John.
Well, hey, it's great to be back here. I'm the co-founder of a company called 3D Photo Works. I'm here with my fellow co-founder. My last name is Olson. Her last name is Olson. I'll let you guys do the math. I had no brothers or sisters. Yes, exactly. This is our third year here at the New York State National Federation of the Blind State Convention. My wife asked me, as we approached the conference room, what are you going to talk about? And I said, I don't know. I said, I'll figure that out on the way up to the stage. But there's a lot to talk about. And at the heart of this is what the blind people I've met in the last 3 years have taught me. I'm sighted. Before I began this project that I'm about to tell you, I'd never met a blind person. Like other sighted people, you know, I had this vague sense of who you are. Well, you straighten that out real fast. I've learned a lot from this group. And in fact, when I came to our first state convention, I reached out to Mindy, I reached out to Carl, and I said I'd like to take a vendor space, but I don't have anything to sell. The purpose of me coming here was to learn from you. I had an idea for a product, and I wanted to learn if there was validity to it. I'm going to take you back a little bit. As a young man, I discovered photography. At 19 years old, I went to Vietnam. I became a war photographer. And I made some photographs there that became very well known. And I was asked to join the staff at Life magazine. Now, I don't know if there's anybody out there old enough to remember Life magazine, maybe one or two. Now, if you'd bought the magazine, they'd still be in business. So I don't know. I don't know how to take that. But I lived a visual world. I was very fortunate. I was this kid. I grew up in Minnesota. My father was a farmer. My first five grades in school, I went to a one-room school, outdoor toilets, all eight grades in one room. But I was gifted. I was given a gift for photography, and I was very fortunate. I was hired by a great publication, and for many years, I traveled everywhere and I did everything. My profession allowed me a career that I wouldn't have had had it not been that gift. But as I grew older, I began to really appreciate how good my life had been because of this talent I had. And I began to wonder what it would have been like had I not had that. And I began to wonder what it was like without a life without images. And that prompted me one day to say, I'd like to develop a printing process for art and photography that blind people can see. And I came here 3 years ago and took a table, and I brought a couple prototypes, and I asked people to tell me what they thought. And from the first person who walked up to that table that day, there was an enthusiasm. Now, as I said, I never met a blind person. And I, like many people, didn't know if I could say the word blind. I didn't know if I could say the word see. I've since understood, I've since been told, that one of the biggest issues in the blind community is people like myself being too politically correct. So I fixed that right away. But I began to gather information as to, is there a need in this community to enjoy photos and art? And at that event 3 years ago, Mark Riccobono, now president of the Federation, found me. Well, he says it, he found me. I know Carl found me first, Mindy found me first, and Father John found me around the same time. Everybody here that I've just mentioned has been very, very helpful.
We found you first.
Okay, good. We got that straightened out. So I began to gather this data. I went to Baltimore. I met with Mark, and I met with Ann Taylor, and that group there continued to encourage me to let this product evolve. Now, there are 35,000 museums in America. That's more museums than there are McDonald's and Starbucks combined.
Wow.
Now, my friends in the blind community tell me that the museum experience does not serve them well. That there's case after case of artifacts that they can't touch. There are paintings there that somebody else will describe to them, but the experience isn't good if you wish to exercise your free will as blind people to enjoy them. So our goal is to make art and photography available at every museum, every science center, every cultural institution, first in this country and then beyond.
Wow.
Now, we worked many years at this process. We recently received our first U.S. patent. We've got patents pending in 7 countries worldwide. In the course of learning, taking your feedback, and in the course of improving our product, I've learned many things. And it was only recently that I learned that what we offer is more than a simulated visual experience. It's been explained to me that what our tactile fine art images offer blind people is freedom. It offers independence. It offers equality. People describe this as free will and as a basic civil right. So I get a little choked up over this. when I learned that what I'd envisioned some years ago, one, has some value, and two, offers the opportunity for to grow a basic civil right, I'm on the right track. And so that's what we do. I brought a piece here tonight. If you, my wife and I will be at the banquet. We'd love for you to come by, introduce yourself. We'd love for you when you go home to look at 3D photo works. Send us an email. Tell us what we're doing right. Tell us what we're doing wrong. And I appreciate your times, and I look forward to being here next year.
John, thank you.